This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia, are still searching for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, an employee of 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. All but one of the victims worked with Craddock in that department. The police chief declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer said the city will not be defined by the tragedy.
We will not be defined by this horror. We will go forward. We are a city of resiliency and resolve.
Agent Sahan Benedict from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that both weapons used in Friday's shootings were .45 caliber pistols, and both had been bought legally. The United States is reportedly sending dozens of Department of Homeland Security agents and investigators to Guatemala to help stem the flow of unauthorized migration from Central America to the U.S. The Washington Post newspaper reports that DHS personnel will advise Guatemalan police and migration authorities on how to halt human smuggling. The intent of the effort is to close heavily traveled routes to the United States and discourage migrants from embarking on journeys to the U.S. through Mexico. President Donald Trump threatened stiffer tariffs against Mexico on Thursday if it does not stop illegal migrants, most of them from Central America, from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump also threatened to cut off aid to Central American countries. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hungarian